It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Ryan Huffmeyer of Sea Grant joins us in the studios this morning. This man, obviously a glutton for punishment. Hey, Ryan, good morning.
Hello, Lisa. How are you doing?
Nice to have you in the studios with us this morning. Things are a little bit crazy, but you know, we at KUMD spend a lot of time talking about green issues, about environmental issues, because we know that's the kind of thing that our listeners in particular are really interested in. And the university here at UMD, our University of Minnesota, has been interested in sustainability, not only in research out into the environment, but in building a sustainable campus, and spent a lot of effort in doing that. What is we're celebrating Sustainability Month this year, and what are some of the things that the university is doing with that sustainability goal in mind?
Sure. So one of the things, probably the most visible thing that people have seen lately, is Chena Hall that has been upgraded. They, one of the main upgrades was they put in an HVAC system in it, heating and ventilation and air conditioning system. And with that, you know, there's sensors on the windows that help control the heat and the energy use. So they utilize the same space, the same square footage that was there, but they've upgraded the utilities and they've upgraded the lighting. So it's really energy efficient space now that also looks beautiful, which is a wonderful thing.
Oh, it really is gorgeous. But I didn't know that they'd made all of these green improvements. Wow.
Correct. And then, you know, with Sustainability Month, there are some great opportunities for the public and the students to participate in. There'll be a talk today about solar change through community solar in rural India and northern Minnesota. Sustainable business, the business school will be doing the annual entrepreneurship conference on the 18th. Mindy Granley, the director of sustainability at UMD, will host a leadership and sustainability action workshop on the 17th. And then we'll be having our fall sustainability fair where on the 20th of next week, where local vendors and different universities, different organizations get together and highlight and showcase the things that they're doing around the community to make us or to move us more in a more sustainable direction. And the week of October 24th through the 26th, there is Sustainability Awareness Week. That is a partnership between a few higher education schools in the area where students will have an opportunity to interact with the different schools by going to different events.
Oh, fantastic.
Some of the events that we'll have here is there'll be a s'more event at night up at Bagley Outdoor Classroom. And the Natural Resources Research Institute will be hosting a tour for students to come up and see hands-on applied research and how they can participate in that stuff. That's a lot of the stuff that's going on for, you know, the sustainability one.
Lots
of stuff.
You know, the idea of sustainability, and of course we hear that word so often that sometimes we kind of go brain numb to it and we don't get, you know, we kind of forget what it means. Are we on campus, for example, getting to a point where either on campus as a whole or some of these renovated or new buildings are generating enough energy to keep up with the energy they're consuming so that they have reached that sustainability balance point? Are we there yet?
Sure. We've added quite a few square footage of building space over the last few years, you know, last decade. And we're holding straight with our carbon footprint. So our demand's going up. The amount of buildings and energy that we're using is going up, but we're keeping our greenhouse level. So we're maintaining, but we need to turn that corner and start cutting our energy use down. What's exciting about this, though, is students. The students get this. The students are great drivers in this, and they are really moving things forward. For example, there are a couple student-led solar initiatives. One was a Sun delegation that started in the 2015-2016 school year, and they were looking to find pathways to solar on campus. That has been picked up again for the 2016-2017 this school year, and now these students are looking at areas to actually implement solar on campus. So students are really, the students, to get to your question, students are getting this, and they're really driving this forward, which is a wonderful thing to see.
It is great to have that energy infusing the university every year with new ideas and new energy to try to make things happen. If there was just a way that we could harness that youthful energy, we could turn that carbon footprint thing just on its head in a heartbeat.
We could
put them on treadmills or something. I mean, there's got to be a way to just plug those kids in, man, because their energy could light up the entire university.
There you go, students. Opportunities for you.
Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's always great to talk with you. Ryan Huffmeyer, our guest this morning here on KUMD. He's a sustainability researcher with NRRI. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.